We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you've been to the last two Heat games at FTX, Solana. No Pepas in the last two home Heat games, right?
No Pepas.
No Pepas.
Say it.
What are you going to do?
Win.
Yeah,
win.
Can't play, answer. But you can't play Pepas without the reason. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just fire it off for no reason.
What about a good old season ending? They lose game six, number seven. You can do it at the end?
If they win in Boston tomorrow,
yeah,
and they come back to Miami on Sunday, have a game seven, they get blowed out just at the end of the game, fire off Pepas for old time's sake.
Farewell Pepas.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jorge Sedano from ESPN. One of their NBA specialists. Have they just run out of gas, George? They're injured. They're tired. They just out of gas?
I don't know if it's gas. I just think it's just the injuries more than anything else. By the way, I was dancing. I thought you were going to go to me. I was dancing to Celia Cruz there, right, for a little while. And then you faded it out.
I mean, so. Solana knows. Fire it back up, Solana. Let's see if we can get the George dance in there. Ba-da-da-da. Come on, Solana. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Look at that.
I may run out of breath, though, doing this. I may run out of gas doing this interview if I'm going to be dancing while we're doing it.
You've still got moves?
Oh, come on. I was the king of the quinceañeras when I was a kid. Like, I was always me and this one girl. Her name was Martica Mirabal. And she and I were always the two people you needed in your quinceañera.
Really? So you could do a whole routine. Everybody's in a circle watching you. Like, everybody was
Listen,
hey, Sedano's got to be here.
If the choreographer told me and Martica Mirabal what to do, we'd nail it.
I got to meet Martica. Let's go. Anyway, you were saying, they're obviously Jimmy's injured, Kyle's injured. We know Tyler Hero's injured. They could have used him for some scoring, but you think it's just it's injuries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, Jimmy Butler, I mean, he wasn't even looking to score in that game yesterday. He had no lift at all. And he looks battered. And then Kyle Lowry, clearly still on one leg. He doesn't have the burst that he had. Even defensively, he's not getting to spots as quickly as he used to. And in this series against this kind of team in Boston, if you're even a half a step slow, like, you're in trouble. And, you know, Tyler Hero, obviously, in the half court, that hurts them as well. And that means that there's more attention on guys like Max Strus and guys like that. And, look, the guy who stepped up in a big way, and if I'm the Heat, I look at it and I say to myself, this guy's a keeper, is Gabe Vincent. Like, I don't think there's any question. If there's any silver lining in this, is that you look at Gabe Vincent as a guy who can be on this team for a long time if you're willing to pay him.
And George, with the not just in this series with the exhaustion, but overall the Heat, the style of play the Heat plays, that suffocating defense, transition points, always running, moving fast. They don't really play a half court, you know, they're not real dominant a half court offense. The style of play is exhausting, and when you're tired this late in the season, that's when more injuries come. They don't have a lot of stars. They have to play very, you know, very physical dominant basketball to beat good teams, and I think that's what's breaking them down and getting them injured.
I mean, that's probably part of it. I do think that Jimmy's been dealing specifically, Crowder, with this knee thing the whole season. It's why he's missed so many games. It's why we saw in the Atlanta series he sat out. By the way, back then it was easier because, as we know, the first round is spread out over 2 weeks because of TV. But now you're playing every other day, and that makes it more difficult. It's kind of like what Mark Cuban said. I don't know if you saw his tweet 2 days ago. And he basically said, yeah, the play-in is fun, but then what ends up happening is by the end, before you get to the finals, you're racing to play every other day in the second most meaningful round. And I think if I'm the league, I'm revisiting that. I'm not saying that you can't do the play-in. I'm just saying you have to revisit the schedule. And to not have a day off between travel days, to me, immediately when I saw that on the schedule, I'm like, that's not good. You're not going to get great basketball.
George Sedano is with us. We had this conversation at the beginning of the show. Is Boston a markedly more talented team than the Miami Heat?
I would say that at the top of their roster they are, because Miami is more, and we've talked about this, Miami is more of a sum of the parts team than the elite talent at the top, whereas the Celtics are not very deep at all. But they're just like five or six, seven guys, tops, max, that they go to. Whereas Miami, you know, throughout the season, even in the playoffs, they've gone 9, 10, 11 deep in some games. And sometimes they've done it out of necessity. But I think that's the difference, is that Jason Tatum is – I would say him and Jimmy are pretty close. I would give the edge to Tatum just because he's got the ability to shoot threes that Jimmy doesn't. But I think Jaylen Brown – when, you know, obviously the turnover stuff is an issue, but I think Jaylen Brown is probably a better second player than Bam or Tyler Hero, because Jaylen Brown is also an excellent defender and can give you 40 on a given night. Where I just don't know, although it's close, I would say that, and I'm not, this is not me ripping Bam by any stretch of the imagination. I think Bam is unbelievably important to what the Heat do, and without him, you wouldn't have beaten Philadelphia, excuse me. So, but I think that there's probably a slight edge there with Jaylen Brown too. And then, you know, beyond that, like Tyler Hero's great on offense, but is he as valuable as a Marcus Smart and an Al Horford? Probably not, is my guess. So, yeah, Boston has the slight edges, but I think Miami's some of the parts. Look, I picked the Heat in seven based on health, okay? And I thought they would be healthy. I didn't think that this would be an issue at this time of the year, and that's probably my own damn fault. But I picked them because I thought the sum of the parts would wear down Boston's lack of depth. And I still think it would have happened had everyone still been healthy. I still feel like the Heat would have won this series. Now, could they have beaten the Warriors in the next round? I don't know. You know, that's a completely different ballgame.
And was Joel Embiid right with his tweet, George, that Miami needs another star?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, he'd be great.
arguments from anyone here.
Was he volunteering, or he was just making an assessment?
He did a follow-up tweet saying, LMAO, y'all are stupid. Look, I think the situation – I'm not saying, look, don't do this thing where I end up being the guy that says that Joel Embiid wants to leave Philly, because that's not what I'm saying, okay? But what I would say is the situation in Philly is going to be – interesting to monitor, okay, for this reason, okay? Daryl Morey loves James Harden. There's no question about that. I no one has told me this, not James's side, not Doc's side, but I just got a feeling, and again, this is just reckless speculation. Again, no reporting, nothing substantive, but I got the feeling from watching that there wasn't like a great connection between Doc and James. And we know that Daryl Morey, the general manager, has a great connection with James. So I'm curious to see how that plays itself out. Because just follow me down this road for a second. Let's say, for argument's sake, okay, Doc Rivers is not on the team anymore, okay, that Doc Rivers somehow ends up somewhere else or a free agent or sitting on the sidelines because it just doesn't work itself out. Even though Daryl said, we want Doc moving forward. I happen to think that, and again, this is me just speculating again, that I think he knows the Lakers would love Doc Rivers, and he's just saying that because he'd like to extract something out of the Lakers for Doc Rivers. But, let's just say Doc isn't the coach. You know who probably would be the coach if Doc weren't in Philly? Mike D'Antoni. And I don't think that's a huge stretch, because Mike D'Antoni was going to be the coach until Doc Rivers became available. So if that, if in this alternative weirdo scenario, something like that happened, I think that all eyes would be on Philly as to what does that mean for Joel Embiid? You know what I mean? Because it's not like Mike D'Antoni has a ton of success with big men. I know Amari Stoudemire played for him, but that was a long time ago, and I don't see him necessarily as the same player as Joel Embiid. Nonetheless, he's right. Miami needs another player of a superstar caliber player that can play on both ends of the floor, because for as great as Bam is on the defensive end, I still think even though he's a great facilitator of what they do on offense, they need someone who can score more to kind of put them over the top.
I think you may have stumbled us into a great radio sports talk hypothetical. What would be better?
I did that on purpose.
What would be? Solana said he's already putting this up on the website. So you could, even though you couched it with "I'm being reckless, I have no info," he's running with it. Solana's running.
I can edit all that out. Don't worry about it.
But how about this? How about this? What would be better for the Heat in the long run? They come out of the next two games victorious. They hobble into an NBA Finals. You got to run it back now. They make it to the NBA Finals. You got to run it back. Or they get bounced tomorrow night, but they end up with Joel Embiid next season. What would be the better scenario?
The latter is definitely the better scenario.
All right. I think we have stumbled into a great radio concept here. This is what sports radio was made for.
Yeah, the latter is absolutely the better scenario, because let's say the miracle of miracles happened and they beat the Celtics, something happens and they end up winning this thing. They're just not healthy enough to beat the Warriors. You know, like that's maybe if they were healthy, I would like their chances to be in a real series with the Warriors. But health is not going to be something you can count on with them at this point.
So, in your opinion, though, the series is over? Because everyone kind of feels that way today. Like last night, you know, I said all day yesterday, all right, we're down to a three-game series. The Heat have home court advantage in the three-game series. And it was so obvious that they were playing injured last night that I think a lot of Heat Nation is deflated today. Is it over, in your opinion?
Yeah, if they look like yesterday, they can't win. I mean, Jimmy has no lift. If Jimmy has no lift, they can't win the game. Like, they've won games because Jimmy has put on the cape and carried them offensively. But if he's not capable of doing that and Tyler Hero is still sidelined, like, there's no chance of them winning that series.
And you seem like you're real high on the Warriors. If it is, and let's say it's the Heat or probably the Celtics. Warriors still taking this thing, right, George?
You know, they match up pretty poorly against the Celtics, though. Hmm. The Celtics have done a really good job against them. Now, granted, it's just the regular season, but going back to even when KD was there and before KD, like, they did a really good job against them. So I think it's a real series. I think the Warriors would win, but I don't think it's an easy series for the Warriors, no.
George Sedano, ESPN. Are you going to see the new Top Gun movie? Let's get to the important stuff. Are you going to see Top Gun?
I am. I just, you know, I gotta finish my workload here. Like, I'm in Golden State, or I'm sorry, in San Francisco today, because I've been doing the Warriors Mavs series. I switched to sidelines on ESPN Radio for the conference finals, and then I'll be done after this. So I'm looking forward to going to see it. I mean, I've heard that it's got like a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I couldn't believe it.
They're saying that Top Gun Maverick is better than Top Gun, which almost seems impossible because it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I mean, I don't know if I feel that as strongly as you do about one of the greatest movies ever made.
I actually didn't feel that as I was saying it. I was like, you don't feel this way. Why are you saying that? No, but it is a great movie, though. I mean, Top Gun, the original, is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great 80s movie. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But, yeah, I've heard insane stuff about this movie. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it on an off day between the NBA Finals. I'm just looking forward to getting some downtime, even for a little bit. It would be nice. But look, if the Heat end up, I'll take no downtime if the Heat end up pulling out the miracle, because that means I'd probably get back on finals coverage if the Heat end up advancing.
So no doubt. Listen,
I'll push back Top Gun 2 Maverick if the Heat can pull off the miracle here.
Now, what about Jurassic Park? The series finale. This is the series finale, although, you know, you wonder. But Jurassic Park, that comes out June 10th. Now, I always say the original Jurassic Park is honestly top 10 movie of all time, in my opinion. And every one has gotten subsequently worse, yet every time I hear the theme, I force myself to go out and watch the next movie because I love the theme song. Yeah. Oh, by the way, do we have this in this studio, Solana? Do we have you ever heard Kawhi Leonard laughing to the tune? It's Kawhi Leonard, because obviously he was a Raptor at one point. Kawhi Leonard laughing to the theme song of Jurassic Park. It's almost done.
Okay, now
one more.
Okay,
now you can go.
Now, the beginning, Hawk, the beginning was a little off key, I felt like. If I'm doing American Idol, you know, I'd be Randy Jackson right now. Kawhi, you're a little pitchy, dog, okay? But middle of that thing, after that first round of that first verse, he was nailing it. There's no question. Okay.
You can't help but smile when you hear that, right?
Yes.
You can't help. So are you going to see Jurassic Park, well, the series finale?
Oh,
have
no,
you seen
no,
all of them?
Not really, no. No, I've only seen from beginning to end the first one. And then after that, to your point, the second one I didn't think was that good. And then I've never seen any of the other ones, including the reboots. I just no interest in Jurassic Park after the original.
Yeah, I got to see that one too. Yeah.
I mean, you know what it is, Hawk? It's got to tug me at the heartstrings, right? Like Top Gun tugs me at the heartstrings, right? Any Rocky movie, they can make another Creed movie I'd be in on it because it tugs me at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to get me there. Jurassic Park just didn't do that to it.
Yeah.
George, what about when Blue, the connection between the man and the dinosaur, and Blue had
there
his
is,
back and fought the other dinosaurs?
There is no connection between man and dinosaur. That was the,
Blue?
That was the idiocy of the second one.
Yeah.
The third one, whatever that was.
I'm feeling it, Craddock. Sorry.
There is zero connection between human and dinosaur. It's why the dinosaurs always go on a rampage and start killing all the humans because there's no connection. All right. Yeah. There you go. George Sedano. That was a good way to end with the Kawhi Leonard bringing us all together at the end with the Jurassic Park theme.
Yeah.
Which,
well,
by the way,
that's
a top 10 movie theme of all time. Not the Kawhi version, but the Jurassic Park theme, top 10 of all time.
I would agree. If you're ranking movie themes of all time, Star Wars is probably at the top.
Rocky.
Right,
Rocky
in there too. Yeah. I would say Jurassic Park is in the conversation in the top 10.
XLF.
I'd give you a top 10. Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
That's
a
good one.
You know.
All right.
I mean,
all right, George Sedano. Hopefully we can talk to you during the NBA Finals about the Heat. It doesn't feel that way right now, but you never know what can happen over the next two games.
You never know.
All right?
Keep the main thing. Don't let go of the rope. Burn the boats. Do all those things.
All right, fair enough. We're at the very end. We got to do them all.
Yeah.
George Sedano from ESPN. Thanks, George.
You got it, guys. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.